approve the agenda. That's actually important item number one, so. Does everyone have a copy of the agenda?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
I second it.
Moved and seconded. Those in favor say aye.
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 Agenda's been approved. Next item is the treasurer's report.
I think the minutes were, I think the minutes are next.
You have approved minutes. All right, who wants to run this meeting?
Sorry.
Hey, I'm okay with doing the treasurer's report first. Doesn't matter.
That's okay. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our May meeting. Thanks, Andy. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented from our May meeting.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Well, next item is the treasurer's report. And I don't have the notes I made out, but they weren't terribly detailed, so I think I can still speak to those observations. We continue to be above budget in revenue regarding ambulance, and year-to-date, $485,000, with an annual budget estimate of $400,000. So that's with 11 months finished for the fiscal year. We're below our estimated budget revenue for taxes by about $290,000. We're at 71% of forecast, and we're 92% through the year. We have one more month to go, and we'll have to see how that pans out. Overall, ahead on revenue, or close to it, after 11 months. And expenses are below budget overall. The figure at the bottom of total expense, 43%, is affected by the spending estimates for the building, for the new ambulance purchase, for capital equipment, primarily the ambulance replacement fund. So none of those expenses have been paid. So our expenses are higher than 43% of budget, but they're still below the 92% that we would hope for at this stage of the year. The review of the KC budget shows overall under expense budgeted thus far. We're over budget on payroll, and Teresa submitted some summaries of the year for payroll that separated out payroll taxes. So at 11 months, we're about $991 over budget for payroll that does not include payroll taxes. And our budget is for $130, and that does not include payroll taxes. So we're a little bit over, but we still have a month to go, assuming that there will be another pay period on this fiscal year. So we're currently $900-some over, and it's probably be more like 11 or 12.
This will be the last thing that shows up on this year's budget.
Yeah. Actually, the information I sent last night included June. So that, because June payroll was already done, so that forecasted for next month, well, current month. So that's where you're at the year total, what that report that I sent you.
That's a 12-month.
That is a 12-month.
Mm-hmm. So I don't quite understand how we've already paid people for June, but
Because June gets paid in July, which is next fiscal year.
So it's not this fiscal year then? What takes place this month?
Yeah, June hours will be paid in July. But your June payroll cost for May hours is in that report.
May hours and May calls are July or June payroll.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the cool county fiscal year July thing.
Yeah.
So what about the rest of the expenses? Is this the end of the fiscal year?
No. No, this is, you'll have that report next month.
So?
For June.
Our total year-end expenses will cover everything but payroll for the fiscal year 23-24 at the end of next month.
So.
The sheet for next month will reflect what she sent you for payroll. It will show up on this sheet as well with expenses paid this month. It'll look different next month. I guess that's the way I understood. The figures you sent out included this month's payroll.
It did.
Even though they're not on the sheet, which we will
see
next month.
That's May's sheet.
Yeah, we will see it next month.
You'll see it next month. For June
report. What you sent out reflected this month's payroll to see.
Yes, just to kind of give an idea going into today's meeting. So
I had to read it several times.
I guess that was more confusing, sorry. I thought it would be helpful.
Well, with enough education, it probably is. All right, so... Thus far on the building purchase, we've spent about $30,000, $31,000. And currently in cash, we have $1,080,343 and change. And in the combined CDs, $1,042,873. So overall, the district is in good financial position with adequate reserves and a lot of expenses that are not going to happen in this fiscal year. That's enough about treasurer's report.
I move that the treasurer's report be approved as presented.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Treasurer's report is approved. Buffalo Director's Report.
Okay, so May was a pretty big month for us. We had 97 calls.
Oh,
80 of those were medical, 17 were trauma. We had 26 total transfers, and 23 were from Buffalo, other places, and 3 were out of county. We had 3 to Billings, 9 to Casper, 7 to Sheridan and 4 to the airport. We had 7 of those were with nurses aboard. And we, just informationally, we have so far in June made 21 calls, and 8 of those were transfers. So 8 transfers in the last 10 days. We had 3 transfers since midnight last night. We have 1 out right now. So the incidence of transfers is definitely going up, and it's definitely becoming summer. Of our calls, 41 were in town and 56 were out of town. 76 of those were Johnson County residents and 21 were non-residents. We had 1 canceled call, 7 refusals, 7 standbys, 1 DOA, and 3 trauma team activations. And if you have the same stuff that I have, you'll see what the mileage on the ambulances is below there. MS-106 was our transfer ambulance, and MS-73 is our transfer ambulance now, and they're the ones that jump up in mileage quite high. Of the payments, 51 of them were Medicare payments and 5 were Medicaid, 7 were insurance, 1 was a VA, 8 were self-paid, 1 was a Title 25. And I just never bring this up typically during my report, but below that you can see the median unit notified by dispatch to unit arrived on scene is 8.9 minutes. So that just means when the, between the pager going off and my people arriving on scene is less than 9 minutes. And the median time, and it's sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, but the median time for the ambulance en route and back in service, 42 minutes. So it's pretty good turnaround time. Mm-hmm. I guess that concludes my report.
Any questions for Dave Harness, Buffalo Ambulance Service?
So I just have, so that Title 25 one, that's not something that you'll get paid. I mean, we don't get paid for those, correct?
No.
So it's a...
Well, the we're supposed to be paid through the law system, the county attorney, but I'm not sure where all that stands. Teresa, you might have a better feel for that.
So I was thinking now the ambulance rural healthcare district, you would we eat it.
Yeah.
If they have insurance, I think Medicare may pay some.
Pay some.
On, but
okay.
I mean, typically they don't pay anything.
All right.
And it's a loss.
Yeah.
Oh, and as far as the agreement with Sheridan Hospital, we did, you know, 3 transfers for them this last month. Is all, but we sent it to them, that agreement that I wrote up in middle of May, and their financial officer wrote back and said, we'll give it to the attorney, and well, they'll give you an answer, and we haven't heard a thing. So I emailed him this morning thinking I might have some news for you, but I haven't heard back from him.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, I could imagine they're not in a hurry on that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But are you still doing transfers for them?
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought we were going to maybe slow that, say if they didn't agree that.
Well,
we can't do that until they agree one. I thought we talked about if they weren't willing to follow the, go with the percentages, that we may say we can't.
Well, Studi, their financial guy, Nathan is his name, but he kind of agreed with it when we talked to us.
Okay.
And I'm not going to turn him away.
Yeah.
They asked for some past statements that we'd sent them that they didn't pay. He asked us to send those to him again. So I think that's probably
that's good a good sign. Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty hard,
It'd be hard to say no.
I've been doing this for more than a couple of years, and I've never said no to an ambulance call.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me to,
I think it'd be really hard.
You can take this little boy with a screwdriver in his eye. I'm not going to, I can't say no.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So the Title 25, I mean, I know they're hit and miss, but are they medically necessary? Because, I mean, nobody else is doing them in ambulances unless they're on meds. I mean, Sheridan has a Suburban, Gillette has a Suburban for all their Title 25 stuff.
Well, we don't have a Suburban.
But it's the hospital Suburban, not, I mean, that's, I guess that's where the question I was asking. I mean, unless they're on meds, I know you don't get paid for insurance because it's not medically necessary.
Well, I can't answer that from an insurance standpoint, but that's never come up that we said no to those guys.
Gotcha. All right. What's coming out for Title 25. Some of them are medicated, some of them aren't, some are, depends on.
I would say most of them aren't, but some certainly are.
Well, there's a reasonable percentage that have self-medicated, but they're usually not getting more. It depends on how aggressive or agitated they are. And I would guess hospitals that are also operating ambulance services find it's a lot more economical to take a Suburban. But in this case, the hospital doesn't have anything for...
I just know that the Sheridan Hospital and the Gillette Hospital went and bought Suburbans because EMS said, we're not taking them because we can't bill for Title 25s unless they are medicated. That's all I know about that is unless they're being medicated where they have to have a provider, you know, doing something, they're unbillable calls. So that's how that started in those counties. But I was just asking the question. I mean, I don't think Buffalo does enough Title 25 to justify a suburban or anything, probably.
Those are always transfers, though, that originate from the hospital, and they deem them.
Yeah, I think the difference is Sheridan's doing daily ones in the hospital can justify having a suburban and somebody to drive those people to WBI or whatever they're doing. So.
Yeah, per capita, even though it's a bigger town, they see three or four times as many.
Yeah.
That gets a little old. Well, let's go to the KC ambulance report.
So we had 14 calls in May, ended up touching or treating 14 patients. 5 were traumas, 9 were medical. No refusals, no standbys, no life flights. It was fairly busy for May. Seemed like it. Out of all of those calls, there was only one that was I guess it would have been canceled prior to going in route. It was we didn't even get out of the building, and they called back and said, nope, the guy doesn't want an ambulance, and we were done. So
any questions for Crosby and KC Ambulance report for me?
Thank you.
So your two trucks are reasonably low mileage at this point. Obviously, we've got a high miler with 106. That's going to be the one that's replaced when we can get this new one. And I suppose the priority falls to the vehicle with the most miles as far as after that. But I think you made mention that we want to initiate that process because of some concerns about 7.3.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and 9.3 is the oldest ambulance we have, and it's here's what I would like to do relevant to that is to speak with the team and speak with the drivers, because they drive that. I never drive the transfer ambulance much at all, and you know, see what the drivers say, the patients say. I know 9.3 is like a lumber wagon. It's an older unit and it's pretty rough ride. So, and you know, 106 has got 220,000 miles on it, but it's, you know, it's still a better ride than 9.3. So I think, you know, if you take care of those diesel engines, they'll go million miles, you know. But I guess I'd like to talk to my crew and my transfer people and the nurses too, probably, to see what they say, which one they like the most and which one we should. I think their input would be valuable.
Yeah.
7.3 is the one with the electrical issue. Is that still a problem?
No, I think they kind of got that figured out.
So we should probably be looking at even another ambulance down the road.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should order it now if it takes 2 years to get it.
Yeah. I mean, we've got one that's got 222,000 on it, another one that's got 109,000 on it.
I thought a couple meetings ago, didn't we kind of say we need to go ahead and get our names on it unless it wasn't Carrie doing that? Because I think the comment was made, it's what gets that 2 year clock started, but if we can cancel, it's not, we're not out anything, right? But
right.
We at least, I thought that was going about
so. So which two were the ones that had the mechanical or the?
9.3 was electrical, and then one was a water pump system. plumbing.
Yeah, and water pump went
Nine three.
7-3 electrical.
Seven three was the electrical. 9-3 had a technical problem, mechanical problem. They got them all fixed. 5-3 is running like a top, and it's going to stay where it is probably. I mean, I like to see 5-3 go to a transfer ambulance probably, and the new one going obviously to the. That would be the logical order of things.
And so what number will the new one be?
We can read, I'm going to keep these four numbers, and I have to make a special request to do that, but they'll, I don't want a new number. I don't remember a new number.
All right, well, I didn't need to delve that deeply.
It's good.
Good to know about future plans, especially to the tune of $250,000. Are there any items under old business in our next topic?
Yes, Dr. Schuler, under the new building, old business, I got an email from the State Land Investment Boards on the portion of the grant funding, the ARPA funding, that they want us to use first. So when we're sending bills in, that's getting totaled on the ARPA side, not the mineral royalty grant side. So what the note said is that per SLIB approved ARPA rules and regulations, any grant funds that have not been obligated by October 1 of 2024 shall be deemed rejected by the recipient and shall revert. In talking with them and looking at their information, we're still good. I visited with Jake Wright this morning, and what they're wanting with this October 1 is they want us to have done our final design and go to bid and have a contractor online by October 1st. And Jake said that's doesn't look like it'll be an issue. He said we're about 70% completed as far as our design, he felt like, and that the bidding date, what did he put in here, was like July 17th is the goal to have the bid documents out, and then there's a 3-week advertising period, and he felt comfortable with that. So he was going to get a hold of his electrical people and those other people that he's telling that he needs stuff ASAP to get going on this.
And for the bidding process, Nelson, that's kind of under their responsibility.
They'll put the bid documents together and do all that. Told him we might have to have a special meeting when it comes to doing a couple of these things before August 1st, but he felt like, and he was going to call Brittany today and give her a little update, but he felt like they were in a good spot. Just, I asked him if they were going to mow the lawn out there because the grass is getting really tall, and he said, who cares about that? I didn't want to take my lawn. I mowed it the last couple of years with my own. Yeah, but I don't know that we need to. And they're going to be probably pulling dirt off there anyway or adding to it. But anyway, that's the update on the building that I'm aware of.
Does it sound like we'll have a contract by mid-August on this timeline?
He felt like we could, yeah, that we would.
And then we'd meet the obligation for the SLIP grant.
For the AR. RPA grant from the SLIP board manages, yeah.
And the other grant is?
It's a mineral royalty grant, and that's strictly through the state.
And does that have an abbreviation or an acronym as well?
No, just the MRG from the SLIB.
Right.
Okay.
That timeline's not coming up as quick with
no,
them.
No. And we're still on track, it sounds like, to have our project. We need to have everything done in the building being moved into by the December of 26, unless they move that date up on us. But I think we're still pretty good,
yeah,
sitting pretty well for that. So that's my report on the building.
Thank you for that. Teresa's been busy submitting budgets to clerks and State Department of Audit. And so we're well within our deadline. The timeline for the budget year is to finalize the budget at this meeting and then set a date and time for the budget hearing, which I believe was scheduled for July 1. Is that what we heard from the county clerk?
The commissioner's meeting is July 1.
Mm-hmm. Did we get a time?
10:30.
Oh, we did?
I didn't see a final time.
I didn't see it.
I think there was a couple of times to pick from. July 1 was for sure, and then morning or afternoon, 10:30 or 1:30 or something like that. And so it was just a matter of who was going to be around to be available to go. I'll be here on the 1st of July, good Lord willing, anyway. And I can go, and I don't know if Brittany was able to go.
I haven't heard that she hasn't been.
I know from that, what Brittany had sent, or what we got from Kristen Kenyon at the commissioner's office. Okay, great, I have you down for 10:30 a.m. on July 1st.
Yeah.
So that... So.
And that's just to talk about our preliminary tentative budget with them. I guess if we approve our budget tonight, then we can talk to them about our.
We have to do it tonight because it has to
yeah.
be submitted by the end of June
yep.
to the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
that is the budget. That's the budget meeting, though.
Yeah, and then we'll have to have another budget hearing.
July 8th.
Yeah. That
okay.
whatever the statute says, the second Monday of the first, whatever
it's,
it is.
So many
what's
days
it say?
Third,
so many
Thursday.
Five
yeah.
days or something. So then that'll be the actual budget hearing, which is usually we are able to do that at our regular meeting. We don't have to call a special meeting for that.
And we did set that for the July 8th meeting
okay.
at the last meeting.
I guess that brings up the issue of approving the budget that we've discussed at our previous meetings. So it's in a more user-friendly form, in this format, but it's been submitted to the State Department of Audit in a format that's
yeah.
longer and breaks things down into reserve and some kind of debt terminology and some other complicated
mm-hmm.
financial terminology. But ultimately the bottom line numbers are the same in both reports. I don't think we need to go over the State Department of Audit report unless there's a strong desire to do that.
I have a copy if anyone wants to see it. I believe I did email that. And I did get an email from the state auditor saying they accepted it at this point in time. So. They didn't see any issues with the preliminary one that was submitted.
That's good.
Unless anyone had any other issues or commentary, I'd make a motion to approve the final budget.
I second that motion.
Sounds like you had a question about it.
No, no.
It's been moved and tentatively seconded to approve the final budget. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? So only two more budget meetings, basically?
Yep. Yep.
I think the heavy lifting is over.
Hopefully this will keep everybody sound.
Any further old business that anyone would like to propose? Actually, I have a question that could fall under that. It looked as though in our expense report this month, we had a rather large bill to pay to equipment claims.
Oh, yes.
I think it's under the bills for this month. It was somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000 to $8,000. Now,
right here, $7,876.
Sounds like an unusually large sum. That would be 10% of $78,000 worth of billing, and I don't understand how there could be that much from a company we've left at this stage of the game. I know there's some lag time, but that seemed like a very large number to me.
I agree with you.
So that was actually a bill that you approved at the last meeting, and it was based on income that they had received. So they bill out when they receive the income, not when it's billed out to the patient. And I can send you a copy of their invoice showing.
Is that monthly? I can't remember.
It is monthly. Mm-hmm. So that would have been money that they received, I believe, in April. And then it was billed in May. We paid it in May. I could probably look it up.
Well,
that.
If you feel like that was appropriate given the amount of revenue we received, then 10% is pretty straightforward. I'm wondering how many more checks we're going to be writing to QuickMed claims at this point, because I think we're about
done with that agreement. There is a bill in today's bills for $910. And it's just, like I said, it's based on income or revenue that they've received on their prior billing, what had already been billed out.
That should pretty well finish this up.
I think most of it should be through the new company now.
Yeah.
The new company is
seven, yeah.
Oh, but QuickMeds, it was 10.
It was.
Do you have revenue there?
I might be able to pull up that last bill if I can find it.
Well, I think we can move on to new business. We've got one item on the agenda, which is the audit for fiscal year 23-24. And I'm assuming we're going to be working with the same firm that we did last year?
Yes, I've spoken with Porter Muirhead, and so did Brittany, and they are in the process of putting together the letter for the new audit. It would be for this fiscal year ending, and they will get that to us shortly. She didn't say a specific time, but we are on their schedule. And I believe the actual audit, the physical audit, when I sit down with them and go over information, is going to be held here in KC, so that they have access to some of the information that's kept here per payroll.
There might be another reason due to less travel distance.
Maybe that.
Well, in the past, they'd send a request, we'd pull all the records, haul them to Buffalo, then you guys send them wherever.
Yeah.
And then you send them back, and then they're always disorganized and things are lost. If they would come here and just do it, it would be so much better, and then we wouldn't be continually losing records.
Yeah, and there's not a day set for that audit yet, so I'll
Make
sure and let you know what date that will be.
Yeah, a couple years ago, when that other company finally came here and sat down, they're like, oh, this is so much easier. We can just open the filing cabinet. Like,
well, I think Porter Muirhead is a little more organized than what we were doing before that.
Yep.
They're much more sophisticated and
more detailed, more everything. Yep.
So if I remember correctly, we had to have that submitted by December. It seems like we've got a nice period of time to get that taken care of beforehand.
Yeah, now that we're out of that, we're not catching up anymore like we had to do. We're on a good rotation now, and it's...
Cindy's been very easy to work with.
Yeah.
Will it be pretty much just payroll stuff then? Because they see everything.
Sometimes they'll look at individual bills too. They'll pull. It's random.
They
usually look at one employee file. That's just what they do. And then
don't you send that to them monthly?
No.
Oh, I thought that's why you kept everything and scanned it.
No.
Ah.
It's just in case they ask to see it.
Gotcha. So they're still going to come and pull the whole year. At one time.
So they'll look at one employee file, and they'll pick one payroll day, and then random receipts and invoices. And they look at several of the district bills as well.
Yeah.
Any other new business
that
would be fun to discuss? All right, then at this point in time, we will open for public comment. Anyone from the public, would you like to make a comment?
Beautiful day.
I agree. All right, well, we have some vouchers to go through. We'll have an executive session. Assuming we'll do it in that order.
Okay.
As it's written.
Okay, so.
I guess we can also do executive and then vouchers.
Whatever the board wants to do.
It doesn't matter to me.
If anyone wants to save her vouchers, they can.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.